You're live.
All right. Praise the Lord. On this May the 22nd, Lord's Day Sunday morning, and the way I'm looking at the world, the way things is going, Lord's going to have to show up pretty quick before they kill one another. I never seen nothing like it. Violence on every corner. Getting more so, not less. Gas. I don't know what we're going to do when it gets to be $10 a gallon. But they're already fixing the pumps where they'll charge you double what you see. So if you see $5 on the pump, you owe $10. There was a time they did that. I remember that. Because I didn't have enough money to pay it when I realized the problem. What they do, they set the pumps up to charge half of the gallons you get, but you still got to pay for it by the gallon. And anyway, that's coming. And I am glad for a place called heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, we get to heaven, our problems be over. But right now, boy, we're troubled on every side. Right now, you know, it's affecting a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Ways that you wouldn't even think of. Now, when I say that, I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag. But I want to let the cat out of the bag. The decision is made to give the sovereignty of America to the World Health Organization. In other words, we're not a free country no more. We'll have someone else telling us what we can and cannot do. I'm not okay with that. I want to go one step further. I understand civil rights, but civil rights do not take the place of constitutional rights. These ones are making exceptions for civil rights. They have constitutional rights just like me.
That's right.
When you give someone more rights than someone else's rights, that's not right. I'm done with all that. Thank God for the Lord. Amen. He's going to make everything right. He's going to put everything right. And it's going to stay right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know where that come from. I didn't know I was going to say all that. Are we glad to have you this morning in Landmark Baptist Church Sunday School class? Like I said, thank God for a place called heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm like John, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. I feel sorry for our children who have to go to schools, be taught these lies they're promoting today, being brainwashed, being indoctrinated with lies from hell. We'll shut up. We ended up last time on verse 19. The evening and the morning were the fourth day. Verse 20. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your long-suffering love. Lord, for grace that can't even be explained. Can't even be understood, Lord. Thank you for saving an old drunk named Eddie Wade, Lord, 34 years ago. Lord, just thinking about that on the way up here, how wonderfully and marvelously, Lord, it was to be forgiven, to be saved. Thank you for that, Lord. And even today, Lord, have the peace of God and have the joy unspeakable down in my soul. Lord, it's kind of hard to hide the fact that you're born again saved. And Lord, I'm glad that my citizenship's in heaven. Bless this Sunday school lesson this morning. Bless your children this morning, Father. If there be one listening in today that's not saved, not right with God, Lord, I pray there be some honey in the rock for them today.
Yes.
And I pray, God, Lord, they'd be drawn to it and get a refuge for their soul. Thank you for your blessings. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God said, I like that.
Yeah.
And God said, you see, the one that spoke everything into existence, here's what he said. Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life.
Yeah.
God's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living.
Amen.
And fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. You know, ain't God good? Not only did he make the waters have life. You see, I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
And there's life in that water. You know, there's no life in it. Let's sit a while. Let's start growing stuff.
That's right.
I mean, it'll come out. It'll be start green first. Then next thing you know, you'll see roots and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's life in water. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. I like looking up there and seeing birds fly. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
What bothers me when I look up there and I see man up there flying, because there's a good possibility he's going to come down, especially with this gas they're trying to sell today. I just found out all these airplanes crashing is because of so much water in the gas that they're selling for $4.39 a gallon is mostly water, and airplanes can't handle that because they have so much vibration. It separates the water from the gas, and the motor won't run on water, and the plane comes down. Verse 21, and God created great whales. He created that one swallow of Jonah. Ain't that something?
Yeah, he did.
And God created, has anybody ever heard of a thing called a whale shark? I believe it just mainly eats vegetation, but it's real big, a great old big spotted whale shark. And I think that may have been what swallowed Jonah. Looked like it big enough to build a house, and that thing's big. But anyway, God created great whales. One knows what he's doing, made great whales. And every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Amen.
Good morning, Danielle.
I cooking Dottie breakfast this morning, and someone gave me a dozen farm-grown eggs yesterday. She's been complaining about the eggs we get down at Food Line and House, and they've got hardly any yolk in them at all. It's almost all white. She don't like it. And I said, hey, baby, I said, I got you some farm fresh eggs. And she lit up. She said, cook me three of them. And they're almost all yolk. There's hardly any white to them at all.
Yeah.
She eat everything but the plate. And I mean, took the toast and sopped the plate. But God created that. And man messed it up. They put these chickens in these chicken houses. They can't see daylight. They can't eat nothing. Right. All they do is lay eggs. And you know what? It is an egg. I understand that. But you're interrupting the process God made for the chicken. Amen. And the eggs ain't as good. I'll say that and I'm done. But after their kind, every winged fowl. I love chicken. Amen. I ate some chicken last night.
Yeah.
I like turkey. Winged fowl. After his kind, and God saw that it was good. I saw it was good too. I like fried chicken.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody said the reason preachers like chickens because that rooster crowed on Peter and they've been trying to eat them all up. But verse 22 said, and God blessed them. I like eating things that God's blessed. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
Man, ain't nothing like eating a blessed chicken,
that's right.
A blessed turkey, or a quail, or, you know, a dove, or whatever.
Yeah.
Those winged creatures. After their kind, God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply.
Yes.
You know, I don't see I don't see them going extinct. I see them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a bunch of little sparrows yesterday, and I looked at them things, and I realized I'm kind of like Brother Charles Fishback. He said, I know enough to know somebody made this watch.
That's right.
And you know, I see them birds, I know enough to know somebody made them. God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. You know, that blessing makes a difference. I like the fish. When I go, it's not like there's just one out there. I'm throwing out there knowing that there's a multitude of fish out there that God has blessed. And God said, multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. God bless him. Says, in the evening and the morning were the fifth day. In 5 days, God's already made all these things. And he's setting the foundation up for this sixth day. So he's getting ready to make man in the image of God.
Yeah.
And he's going to make man to be like God, to have dominion over these things that he's made. And you know, man didn't understand it then, don't understand it now. Man's got capacity to understand everything but God.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I know the carnal minds that ended with God, But it seemed like we'd have more sense than that. But verse 24, hey, Brother Evan, you come back, you bring me a bottle of water.
I am. I'm going to turn the earth down a little bit.
Thank you. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. Boy, I'm glad it was so. Amen. God not only made them, but verse 25 said God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Everything God has made, God has said it was good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Ed.
Yes.
God's fixing to make his first problem. But before we get to that first problem, I mentioned in our first Sunday school lesson about this story about creation in Genesis, and we've all been lied to. Man never did walk on all fours.
No.
Ecclesiastes verse 7, last verse, says God made man upright. I mean, I don't know how you can get all fours out of that verse at all. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, says God hath made man upright. Man never did swing from trees. Man never did walk on all fours. God made man upright.
Yes.
And then you got all these other lies about evolution, the Big Bang Theory, and all that bunch of lies. Why are you saying that, Brother Eddie? I mentioned this already, but they found footprints of man and dinosaurs together. And when I say together, I'm talking about a dinosaur stepped on the footprint of a man. It was found in the year 2000, the month July. It was found by Alvis Delk. He sold it to the Creation Museum, and it's on display at the Creation Museum in Glen Rose, Texas. Now, it's kind of hard to argue with concrete evidence that not only did a dinosaur step on the footprint of a man, but it even squeezed the footprint of the man outward where the big toe of the dinosaur went into the man's footprint. We've been lied to, is all I want to say. I ain't got no axe to grind. I'm just going to say we've been told the earth's billions and billions and billions of years old and millions and millions and millions of years old. There's a big bang. Whoa, whoop. What bang? There was nothing. God took nothing, made everything.
That's right.
Then they said evolution. No evolution. It's nevolution. God's telling me right here he made everything. You can take it, lump it. I don't care what you do with it. I'm going to take it.
That's right.
The most credible explanation for creation is right here, what we're reading.
Come on, Terry.
And I thank God that he did give this information. I do want to know where I came from. I do want to know how this world got here. Isaiah 45, verse 18. I've done read this, but I want to read it again. Isaiah 45, verse 18 says, he formed the earth to be inhabited.
Yeah.
I'm in 48. Can't see. He said, thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain.
Yeah.
He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. God said he formed this to be inhabited. We just read about things that he's created to live on this inhabitable earth. I'm not going to Mars. I got to have air to breathe. And you know what? I kind of like gravity, to be honest with you. I'm glad I'm not floating away.
Yeah.
I got to have sunlight. I got to have just the right amount of sunlight or I'll be, I guess, a hog grind. Or, you know, what they call them things? Hog skins all burn up. We'll just be burned up. I mean, we got just the right amount of sunlight. We got just the right amount of gravity. Hey, good morning. Sorendin and Leroy. Hallelujah. Glory. We're talking about Jesus this morning. And we're talking about creation. And God made the earth and He made all the creations. We're getting ready to talk about God making man.
Yeah.
And God said, let us, verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, God said, let us make man in our image.
Yeah.
After our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That includes dinosaurs, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you can argue that all you want to. The Bible says, let man be true, and every man be a liar. Or let God be true, and let every man be a liar. But notice God said, let us make man in our image. In the image of God, He made man, and He gave him dominion.
Yeah.
That means man was over all the fish, fowl, the cattle, the creeping things. God gave man that dominion, authority. But in the image of God, somebody said, what's God look like? Go look in the mirror. God made you in His image. Jesus came down here in likeness of man.
I like that.
They didn't recognize Him, but He said, if you've seen me, you've seen God.
Yeah.
The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness.
Yeah.
God was manifested in the flesh. I think that's 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, or 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It's a great mystery. But God's telling us right here. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and without controversy. Now, we got a lot of controversy down here, but you don't need to have any right here.
That's right.
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. You want to know what God looks like? Look at yourself. You're made in the image of God.
Yeah.
And verse 27, so God created man in His own image. I don't know if you can get any more clearer than that.
No.
Job 37, verse 7 says that God sealeth up the hand of every man so that all men everywhere may know His work.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingerprint declares your creator. You might as well call it your serial number, your endorsement. Every atheist looking him right in his face is the endorsement of creation. His fingerprint's different from mine, different from yours. It's unique, and God's the one that did it. Job 37, verse 7. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him.
That's right.
Male and female created He them. Mm-hmm. Now God created man in His own image. Then God created male and female created He them. We're all made in the image of God. If you'll notice, there's only two genders mentioned there. Male and female. No need in going no further than that. I know we've got a bunch of nonsense going on down here. And doctors are losing their profession to be able to determine your gender. I'm just telling you right now, if you're struggling with your gender, go back to your Bible and look right here. God created us, male and female.
Amen.
Created.
That's right.
He them. There's no other.
No.
The Bible says God's not the author of confusion. There's a lot of confused people down here.
Yeah.
They don't know which bathroom to go to. They don't know what kind of clothes to wear. We got these cross dressers down here. The Bible does say that a man's not supposed to wear that pertains to a woman, and a woman's not to wear that pertains to a man. This distinction right here of male and female, just need to leave it alone. There's no sense in going any further than what God made you to be. Be a man. Be a woman.
That's right.
Be the best man. Be the best woman you can be, and you'll be honoring your Creator when you do that. And God blessed them. Verse 28. Boy, I'm glad I've been blessed. Amen. Somebody wrote a song. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I get up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful
and multiply.
Yep.
And multiply and replenish the earth,
yes,
and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea,
yes,
over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you can't be fruitful without being male and female.
That's right.
God made a male and female for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And God blessed them for a reason.
Yes, He did.
And then God said, be fruitful for a reason. God had a plan for man, and it wasn't going to be just Adam, the only man. And we got a lot of nonsense going on down here today, and I ain't going to kick the dog, but I'll just tell you right now, all they need to do is go back and read, and they get back where they need to be, right with God, amen. I'm just telling you, two men ain't going to produce nothing, and two women ain't going to produce nothing. But do like what God said, male and female, and you know, be fruitful, multiply. Children are an inheritance of the Lord. I'm telling you, the womb is the fruit of the womb is His reward. Blessed is the man has his quiver full of them. Psalm 127, verse 3. You're not going to have children no other way except through adoption. I'm not going to knock adoption. I've been adopted myself.
Yeah.
I got adopted in the family of God. Amen. I ain't got no problem with adoption at all.
That's right, yeah.
I was listening on the way up here to Brother David Carr.
Mm-hmm.
He was teaching, and he's talking about this. He's teaching about drunkenness and drugs and how, you know, it affects the mind. Mm-hmm. And he talked about this family, a man and a wife, and they had drug problems and drinking problems. Mm-hmm. And even though they got food stamps and everything, they'd sell them to buy the drugs, to buy the drink. They had three children, and all three of them drowned in a pond.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was one of them fell in. And these three children, they literally starved to death. I mean, eat bugs, whatever. Because the parents wouldn't. They most time just passed out. They wasn't taking care of them. But it's like the age of 4 years old, five, somewhere around there. But one of them fell in the pond. And the other two tried to get the one out. And they all three drowned. But I'll just be honest with you, they're probably better off in heaven.
Amen.
Than in the environment they is in.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, children are an inheritance from the Lord.
Yeah.
They're a blessing from God. And
yeah,
God blessed Adam and Eve and said, be fruitful and multiply. You know, I've held quite a few little newborn babies in my arms. Ain't nothing more beautiful than a newborn baby.
No.
Hold it in your arm, and it's completely dependent upon you. It can't help itself.
No.
In many ways, we're like that with God. We can't help ourselves.
That's right.
But God has set this thing up where that little baby will be cared for. Where that little baby's got a chance at life. Because of the blessing of God, He gives that mother a love for that little baby. And she looks down at that little baby, and I don't care what it looks like, she loves it, Sharon.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody said they got a face only mother can love. That was me. But mama loved me, amen.
Yeah, right.
But He blessed them, and He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea. I'm going to say man was a fisherman, and over the fowl of the air, and he probably hunted turkey and chickens and everything else, over every little thing that moveth upon the earth. I told you they had drawings in caves, and they were hunting dinosaurs, and it showed great big dinosaurs walking, you know, upright, walking upright, and they were shooting at it, you know, them drawings in them caves. Verse 29, and God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed. We're talking tomatoes, we're talking cucumbers, we're talking watermelon, and mushmelon, and corn, and green beans. I've given you every herb bearing seed which is up on the face of all the earth, and every tree, hickory nuts, walnuts, pecans, every tree in which apples and peaches and pears, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Adam was cared for.
Yeah.
He wasn't neglected. God didn't just make Adam say, boy, you're on your own. He took care of him. He blessed him, and he set everything in order. Verse 30, and to every beast of the earth, thank you, honey. Thank you, Serenity. To every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein is life, I've given every green herb for meat, and it will sow.
Yeah.
You know, them cattle got to have something to eat. They don't live off air. God said, He give the herb for meat to the beast of the earth, to the fowl of the air. And, you know, I eat a salad every now and then myself. I ain't got a thing wrong with salad. Put plenty of bacon in there, and ground it in Thousand Island dressing.
That's right.
Put some croutons in there. Wolf it right down.
That's
put
right.
Some ham in there.
Turn it up.
Yeah. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God, in 6 days, has made everything that's made.
Yes.
And He saw it, and behold, it was very good. We're not too far from the first not good of the Bible. But what we've read right here is the creation account. We're getting ready to get to the seventh day, and then it's going to be explained in great detail. That's just the overall creation. Well, come on, Eddie. Overall creation explanation, I guess. We're getting ready to get into the explanation. A whole lot deeper description of creation.
Yeah.
The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all the work which God had created and made. Now, God wasn't tired. He don't grow weary.
No.
When it means rested, He was done created. He didn't make anything else. He had created everything that He wanted created. It was the perfect environment for man. It was the perfect environment for the beast, the fowl, and the fish. Everything was perfect. Now, verse 4, notice this. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. I just want you to know this is a deeper explanation of what God did in creating. It's the same thing as you read book of Revelation, it's constantly repeating itself. Well, it's kind of like that here. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Those four words right there. When they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Did you notice that mention of Lord? That's the first time the word Lord has been mentioned, because He's created everything, and now He's Lord over all that He's created. It's mentioned right there in the latter part of verse 4. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. You see this greater description here?
Yeah.
I mentioned about that footprint of that man and that dinosaur. Do you notice it said it's never rained upon the earth? They were made in mud. We're getting ready to come to a flood in Noah's day. Now, I got a feeling that man and that dinosaur was trying to find some high ground. But anyway, we're going to just keep going here. There wasn't a man, says there was not a man to till the ground. How many was there for Adam? It's not a man. Adam's the first man. Now here God's going to give a great description of how He made man in His image. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils. I wonder how they ever learned how to do CPR. I wonder how they ever learned how to do resuscitation. I wonder how they figured that out, Sharon. How did they learn that you could put your finger over somebody's nose and breathe in their mouth and fill their lungs and then you'll do the CPR on the chest there? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yeah.
And man became a living soul. I wonder who done that first. I know these people, and I've been trained somewhat in this, of how to resuscitate someone that's succumbed to, like, you know, smoke or you know, maybe just, you know, passed out, collapsed. You go over there and you check for blockage, first of all. You look, see if there's any blockage. Maybe they got choked on something. And if you don't see any blockage, you look in there, if there is, you clear out the airway there. And then you pinch their nose and you put your mouth over their mouth and you breathe into them to expand their lungs. And you try to, you know, get them back resuscitated. Man became a living soul. You're just not going to live without that breath of life. And I'm glad, praise God, I got abundant life. Mm-hmm. I'm not only alive in the flesh, praise God, I got eternal life through the Holy Spirit of God, through the help of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. I've been born again. I've got the promise of today, tomorrow, and on. I'm telling you, praise God, eternity is a wonderful thing when you know it belongs to you.
Amen.
Be sad, Brother Ed, to hear about eternity and it don't belong to you.
Right.
I'm glad God gave it to me through my Savior Jesus Christ, and it belongs to me. Down here, Hebrews 13, verse 14, says here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. This is not eternal down here. They're burning most of them down, these idiots. And I say that with charity. These people that are out of control, mentioned in Psalms chapter 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? It's rebellion, you know, causes people to burn things down. Mm-hmm. Verse 8 said, and the Lord God planted a garden. You know, you probably got a garden yourself.
Yes, I do.
I wonder why we want a garden.
I want some fresh vegetables.
But you know what? Man,
I'd love to watch it grow myself.
Man needed a garden. Man didn't know a thing about gardening. And it says, and the Lord God planted a garden. You see, that garden, even though you take it for granted, like Brother Ed said, I like to eat. I like to know what I'm eating, amen.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you believe in going out and eating fast food, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Right now, buddy, I'm telling you don't know what you're eating. Mm-hmm. It's fast food. It's more than fast food now. It's kind of, you better be, what Donnie goes in, he said, I want to watch him fix mine. Hey, I said, I want to make sure I get what I pay for. He said, I get home, I get tired, I have about five things missing what I ordered. They give me somebody else's order. But in this fast food, just take for instance, they're not using cleanliness. They're not wearing gloves. They're not, you know, maybe they got COVID. I'm just telling you, you just don't know what you're eating. Brother Ed, he said, I got me a garden. Mm-hmm. He said, I like to eat. Brother Ed, he not only likes to eat, but he knows what he's eating when he raises his own garden. That's why I put all that in there. Mm-hmm. I like to eat myself. I'm too lazy to raise a garden, but just right down the road, down there, the Amish grow it better than I can grow it, and cheaper than I can grow it. And I just go down there and get all the garden I want. I'm telling them, they've got it, buddy. And I mean, bushel baskets full of, how much do you want? And it's cheap. I'm talking about big canned land tomatoes. Amen.
Yeah.
Watermelons, mushmelons. Hey, they got it, buddy.
Yeah.
I just drive down the road down there. You can take $5 down there. That's all you can do, carry it home.
That's right.
But the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. There he put the man whom he'd formed. Why did he put him there? Well, it said there wasn't no man to till the ground up there in verse number 5. So God here, he's planted a garden. He said, now, buddy, I'm going to teach you how to grow a garden. Somebody said, instead of giving somebody a fish, teach them how to fish. Amen?
Right.
Well, the Lord's planted this garden, and he's put man in it. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that's pleasant to the sight, good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the first time the word evil has been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we go any further, I want to read a strange verse. Isaiah chapter 45. I want to read this verse. Verse 7. Isaiah 45 verse 7. It's God doing the speaking. Well, we'll read verse 6 so you know it's the Lord speaking. That they may know from the rising of the sun. I wish they did know. From the west that there's none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else. I want you to know who's talking here. I formed the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, that peace and that evil, God created them. And you can have whichever one you want.
Yeah.
You can be as wicked as hell, or you can be as blessed could be. Help yourself.
That's right.
God here created a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He's going to give Adam a choice here in a minute. But I want you to know God made that tree before he ever gave Adam access to it, before he ever gave him a choice. Verse 10, and a river went out of Eden to the water, out of Eden to water the garden. You know, Brother Ed, he's probably watered his garden a few times.
Yeah.
Well, God, he done it a little different. He put a river out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. So it was a pretty good size river, and it became four. And the name of the first is Pison. That is which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. That's why I want to find out where that river is. Me and Donnie, we go hunting arrowheads. We're going to drop hunting rocks. We're going to start hunting gold.
Amen.
We can figure out where this Pison River is. Amen.
Yeah.
And the gold of that land is good. That's what kind of gold I want. I don't like that fool's gold. I found some of it. That pyrite, I thought I'd done good. I said, Mama, look, I found a piece of gold. She said, honey, that's pyrite. That's fool's gold.
Yeah.
And I sure did. It looked good, though. The gold of that land is good, and there is bdellium and the onyx stone. I think this is a fair description of California. They have the quartz and you know, gold is in California. It may not be, but it's somewhere in that proximity because I think of the quartz and the beryllium. The beryllium stone is kind of a black stone, and the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. What about that? We know where that is. I think Ethiopia is in Africa. I think Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Amen.
That's right.
And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. I know we know where Euphrates is. That's in the Middle East. And God said he'd dry up the river Euphrates. And believe it or not, it's so dry right now that you can actually cross it right now, but there will be armies cross the river Euphrates in the last days. And the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now God planted it. God got it all set up. And he puts man in there and says, yours now, take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, the first commandment right here. We got 10. Well, here's the first one. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Does everybody understand that? You don't need a Greek lexicon to understand that.
That's right.
He said, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
Yes.
Verse 17 is a little bit of a distinction in what he just said. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I told you God made good and God made evil. He made peace and he made evil.
Yeah.
Even though he made them, he wanted Adam to choose good and have good, enjoy good. But God said, I'm going to give you a choice, buddy. You can do either one. God said, but of the tree of good and evil, and let me say this, everybody's got this same choice.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a burden to the heart of God for 34 years.
Yeah, that's right, we were.
But April 27th, 1988, I made a good choice.
Amen.
When I come to Jesus,
yeah,
and said, Lord, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I made that evil choice before I made that good choice. But when I made that good choice, I asked the Lord to forgive me my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And asked the Lord to save me from my sins. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't get saved from your sins, you have to pay for your sins.
Yeah.
And the way you pay for your sins is in a place called hell. That's still good and evil. God made heaven. God made hell. You have either one. God said, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. See, there was no sin, there was no evil, till man showed up.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to be talking about the entrance of sin here, right here, in just a minute. And the Lord God said, it's not good. That's the first not good mentioned in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said he made a male and female, but here we read in greater detail that he made the man first. Now, Brother Jerry, aren't you glad he went on and didn't stop at man?
Right.
Can you imagine what kind of world we'd have? Be a small one. But can you imagine what kind of world we'd have down here without having companionship? I mean, my wife, she'd rather argue than eat. But I love my wife. I'm not perfect. I feel sorry for these people that think they're perfect.
Yeah.
But ain't it good you can lock arms with somebody and say, let's go to Walmart. Or let's go up there to the windmill or somewhere, you know. God's thinking along those lines. And the Lord God said, it's not good that the man, singular, and we want to be real clear right here, that the man, not men, that the man should be alone. Adam is alone. I will make him singular, a help meant for him. Every man out there needs to listen real good right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Brother Ed, I like to eat. I married a cook. Amen. She could cook.
That's right.
She can't now. I'm cooking now. She told me her eggs was cold last time I brought them. I said, honey, I'm cooking one at a time. And she said, I'll cook them all at the same time. I said, yeah, you're a cook and I'm not. I'm trying to cook them over easy. And I do better one at a time anyway. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam. See this description of creation here. God makes a cow out of the ground, makes it alive, brings it down, and says, what do you think that ought to be, Adam? Somebody said, Adam was stupid. Well, he's smart enough to be able to name all these Adams or give names to all these animals and to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Yep, that's right.
And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a help meant for him. We're going to stop right there because that's a good place to stop. But I want you to know God saw the need of Adam.
Yes.
God saw that Adam, he needed some help. And I want to take some time on these next verses here, so we're going to stop right there.